Universities in China are notoriously hard to get in. But what about graduation? Some universities have strengthened graduation requirements for students, with unqualified students facing delays in graduation or discounted degrees, as did Hua Chong University of Science and Technology in Wuhan, Hubei province did. Well, it had 18 students downgraded from obtaining a bachelor's degree to an associate degree. Yes, yeah, so let's get into the details. And this is creating a bit of controversy as well as this well-known university tightens requirements for graduation.
All right, like He Yang said, this happened in Wuhan, central China's Hubei province, and on the campus of Hua Chong University of Science and Technology. Apparently this year, in 2018, 18 students have been downgraded from a bachelor's degree to an associate degree because they could not reach academic standards. And 11 of these 18 students have graduated in June this year. Well, that begs the question, what happened to the other 7 students? And also the question, what do we mean when students can't reach academic standards? Well, that's usually when they don't get enough credits in school, and that translates into, well, they failed too many courses during their 4 years in school, and therefore wasn't deemed qualified to receive a degree from the school. Mm-hmm. And that's very interesting, because we usually, when we report this, we think of it as a bad thing. I mean, a student has been working very hard to gain admittance to this university after surviving the college entrance examination, and then also they spent 4 years studying on the campus, following all the courses. And why are they not qualified to be given a degree, a bachelor's degree? I mean, that's the least you can ask for when you spent 4 years there. But actually, from where I look at it, I think this is actually a progress. This is actually given the students a way out. Because from my experience, well, from what I've observed in school, one of my former classmates in university, he sort of failed to pass one crucial examination on a certain course. And the school, well, it certainly was the fault on the part of the school for not informing him beforehand to take one extra exam so that he would pass the exam of that course and then therefore get the credit. Mm-hmm. But because the school failed to inform him before his graduation, he sort of had to graduate without enough credits, and therefore he wasn't given a degree at all.
Okay.
And so now what this school, Hua Chong University of Science and Technology in Wuhan, what they are doing is actually downgrading a bachelor's degree to an associate degree. I mean, at least the students get something out of it. Nothing at all.
That would be infuriating for me. I mean, you're paying money to get into a school, and I mean, universities are not exactly the cheapest places to go, especially back home.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., yeah. And then when you get out, because of academic performance, you get an associate's degree. And also back in the States, we have community colleges for that, where you can go there for a shorter period of time and get an associate's degree or a vocational degree. And it's about half the cost. So for me to go into a university and pay the amount of money and then come out with an associate's, I think I would be really upset about that.
You raised some really interesting points here, because when we talk about education, is it something that you have to work very hard to and no result is guaranteed and you need to earn it? Or is it like a business? I've paid for it, so I should get a piece of paper that proved I paid the money and I spent the time. So there are these, I guess, conflicting views on what higher education is about to some extent. And also, Lai Ming, I feel so bad for your friend who fell off the tracks or in between of the communication of the school.
Well, for that matter, he was given a choice. Upon graduation, he was given the choice to go back to the school 1 year later to attend the examination once again. But that would take him another year, and that's too much trouble. And as a cynic as he was, like I was, only he was worse. He was a worse cynic than I was. He decided that he didn't want the degree at all.
Okay, so I think he's one of the outliers, possibly. He's mm-hmm. he's more cynical and possibly more confident about his ability.
True.
Most students out there would probably want to get that degree ultimately, and the fact that this the decision of Hua Chung University has made headlines, I think it also shows that this is kind of a rare decision from in the school's part, because usually I think the general impression we have on Chinese universities is that it is very difficult to get in thanks to the Gaokao or the National College Entrance Examination, like Lai Ming has mentioned. For so many Chinese students, for the first 18 years of their lives, it's about getting the key into the top university or the best you can in this country. And then because the education system is so geared up towards that, and once you get through the door, I don't think you can blame the students when they feel it's time to party because I've worked so hard my whole life. And what do you expect me to do now with so much free time in my hands?
Or if you compare the stress that students have to endure before, and like 2 years or 3 years before the college entrance examination, then yes, there is the tendency that students upon entering universities will make a decision to sort of like, let's chill out and relax for a bit. I mean, I've finally arrived at this point in my life, and here I can afford to sort of cut some slack. And that's when I think when I decided to go surfing the internet and play video games with my friends, and sometimes overnight. Now, there is a tendency. I mean, it happened to me. It happened to a lot of people. But that's not necessarily true for everyone. I mean, I attend Tongji University, and obviously, for language majors like us, we could afford, we have more time on our hands to spend on video gaming, on other stuff, and merrymaking. Whereas many students who are into the science and technology degrees, they are actually pretty focused. They're pretty busy every day around the clock. And so it's not like the students don't have a choice. I mean, they always have a choice. But the tendency, yes, some students, after being pushed to work very hard, probably by the parents, by the teachers. They're being pushed so hard, 2 years, 3 years before their entrance to the college, that they sort of all of a sudden feel this absence of stress. I mean, you know that when you are relying on extra pressure to sort of go on, and all of a sudden that pressure is taken off you, you sort of want to relax for a bit. And sometimes people forget about the fact that maybe they only have a short period of time to relax, and they still have to focus on the studies. Some students, yes, they drop up. And one famous example is the math genius that we mentioned, I think, last year on our show, Fu Yunhao, who was sort of number one in the Mathematica Olympiad. He was number one. And he made it to Peking University, and at some point he decided that he could take a break, play some video games. And then, sadly, yes, even for a genius like him, he wasn't able to keep up with the stressful courses on the campus of Peking University, and he dropped out.
It sounds, I mean, kind of from what you two have been talking about in terms of the culture, the university culture, it seems to be a little bit different. And I, from some of my, you know, friends here in China, a lot of them have talked about when they went to school, getting in is really, really hard. And then when they, you know, while they're in school, it tends to be a bit more of a relaxed environment. But back in the States, it seems like when you get in, that's when the fight begins. I think before college, you know, school is relatively laid back, and it's not so stressful. But once you get in, everything changes, and you have to study really, really hard. And in many cases in the U.S., one in three first-year students won't even make it back for sophomore year. And the reasons run from family problems to loneliness, academic struggles, lack of money. And according to the National Center for Education Statistics, 70% of Americans will study at a four-year college, but less than two-thirds of them will graduate with a degree. And 30% of college freshmen drop out after their first year. 40% of college dropouts have parents who didn't get a high school education. So, and being unable to balance jobs and school and family, and also of course the cost of going to school are the top reasons why a lot of people don't finish. So, I mean, in the States, dropouts are really high, and it seems to be growing every year. So school is tough, and I think that this school may be onto something in trying to force students to, to make sure that they focus on their studies and not relax and play video games throughout their college.
Well, if you look at the figures, I think it's true. Yes, perhaps our school should exert some kind of influence on our students. Reports say that 160,000 students drop out of universities and colleges in China in 2011, and that was only 0.75% of the country's millions of students. What, compared to 15.6% in public universities in Australia, and an average of 20-25% in the U.S. That's about the percentage that Tony mentioned, that about one third of freshmen don't end up being sophomores in U.S. universities. That's probably true. And yes, there's a discrepancy here, and some people, that's why I think are thinking perhaps we are letting our students having too much of a good time during the time on campus.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a really good question to ask here. But also, I think we need to look maybe a little bit more into detail, if possible, into the dropout situation. I think also in the U.S., because like Tony has mentioned, it's a complicated scene. There are some people who...
Economic pressure.
Exactly. Mm. And look at how expensive university education is in the U.S. In a way, I almost feel that it's better to not continue on this cash burning journey. If you see that this is not for you or you can't finish, because look at, as we've talked about on Roundtable, the amount of student debt that U.S. students have put on their shoulders even before they get the college degree. And another thing is that in the U.S., there is a more supportive or thriving system of entrepreneurs directly from universities, and it's being encouraged that dropouts, if you can start your own business, look at Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates are the most famous examples, and you can go for it just as early as possible, I suppose, and the university can welcome you back if you want to finish your degree years later. But I don't think there's as much of flexibility here in Chinese universities, although we're seeing that there are some encouraging schemes go shooting up as well. But I don't think that the environment is as mature here in Chinese universities. But ultimately, I think there is this fundamental difference in understanding. That is, university in the U.S. is expensive, and a lot of people don't finish it. But here in China, it's not so expensive. And if you don't finish, everybody will look at you differently in a way, because it's just so rare.
There is a stronger obsession with degrees and diplomas in China as related to higher education. I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you look at the landscape of China's education. Because here in this country, we talk about colleges and universities. We talk about junior colleges, we talk about professional or technical or vocational schools, and there's a huge difference between them. here, people tend to attach greater importance, or they look up to people who attend universities because those schools probably get more funding from the state. They probably have better facilities. They probably have stricter requirements or selection process on teachers and students who get to enter that school. And therefore, they have a better reputation. Whereas colleges, we draw a distinction between universities and colleges. We tend to call universities that provide a myriad of majors or subjects, whereas colleges tend to be more professional, more specialized. And there is a difference between university and colleges in the sense that perhaps some smaller colleges, they don't get state funding. They get funding from the provincial authorities, and therefore they probably don't have the best facilities. They probably can't afford to recruit the best teachers, or they don't attract the best students. So the schools in this country, the schools for higher education in this country is very much tiered, and you can't really blame people in the job market, especially employers, for picking through the students, the graduates, when they want to recruit people. And I'm fortunate to have graduated from a not so bad university and having obtained the degree. But from the experience of my younger cousins who wasn't so fortunate, who had to be settled with, let's say second tier or third tier schools or universities, they have had much more challenges, adversaries they have to overcome when they were looking for a job after their graduation.
Yeah, back home we have something called community colleges. I'm actually a product of community colleges. I started there because initially when I graduated from high school, I wasn't very clear on what I wanted to do. And I think that that's a problem that a lot of students face. Maybe they're not really sure what they want to do. So I think that community colleges would be a good choice in that, you know, you could transfer your credits. I did 2 years at a community college and transferred to a university and just did two years there and graduated. So this could be an option for, you know, a lot of students. And, you know, the academic quality at this point of time is equivalent. The class sizes are a little smaller, but it gives you a little bit more one-on-one with the teacher. The price is significantly different. You're paying a lot less. So this could help a lot of people who perhaps don't have the funding right away. And the flexibility, you could work and go to school in community colleges because the schedules are not so intense like they are in universities. So, I mean, this could be something that maybe perhaps in the future, some of these vocational schools could implement a little bit more of the community college atmosphere.
That's interesting. I think if that's implemented, certainly I think it'll widen the choices for people who want to receive higher education. Here now in China, I think actually there's one myth. I realized it's actually a myth after doing research for today's show, is we usually think that, oh, it's so hard to get into Chinese universities, but actually that's not completely true nowadays, because it's been more than a decade since China has expanded enrollment for higher education. So actually, the reality is to get into the top universities like Liming was enrolled into, that is cutthroat competition. But actually, for the second tier or lower tier universities or colleges, some of these colleges don't even get enough admission applicants. So it's not so difficult to get into the not very prestigious universities. And when you look at the number of graduates in China these days, we're often looking at 7 million.
Yeah, true.
A year. So also we're witnessing as time moved on that higher education has become deflated in a way, that it's become a type of education that, yes, you get the elites that get into the top universities, but some people are even saying that it's become like basic education for a lot of people. And in light of all of this, now? One prestigious university, or actually it is one example of a small pack of universities that are making the claim that we are going to make it more difficult for our graduates to graduate. Do you think that is a good move? Do you think with this kind of action, the quality of higher education in China can be improved to some extent?
I don't know, because the general tendency is for the country and for the school operators to sort of provide access to higher education to as many people as possible. And also because of the tiered system that I mentioned earlier, because many of the second tier or third tier universities or colleges, they are working very hard to sort of improve their status, either being by opening more subjects, disciplines within this campus, or by assimilating or merging with other fellow universities and colleges. I mean, they are trying to upgrade their status. That way they can get more funding, both from the provincial authorities and also from the state, the central government. I mean, that's the way to go forward. However, there is a tendency that with the demographics, the current demographics landscape in this country, we are looking at probably fewer and fewer young people who will graduate from high school and eventually enter university. Already, we are looking at some kind of arms race when it comes to the graduation season from high school. We see a lot of universities, they put on ads sort of to attract young graduates from high schools to enroll in their universities, because more students means more funding. The fundings are allocated on a per capita basis. And we are seeing this tendency where schools are fighting amongst themselves for graduates. And I'm not sure by introducing a tougher standard for graduates from those schools is going to help them attract many people there. However, yes, I do see the merit in this, because it's going to improve the reputation. I mean, that now that we know Hua Chung University of Science and Technology have introduced a more stricter standards for its graduates, their graduates are going to look better in the job market, and possibly in a matter of 5 or 10 years, the market will react to this change. And perhaps, I'm not sure whether other schools will follow suit, but at least perhaps for Hua Chung University of Science and Technology, in a matter of 10 years, that's going to make a change.
I really think that if other schools follow suit, it would be a big change throughout education, especially higher education in the country. And I feel like the students coming in have displayed a lot of discipline and hard work to get in. And so not being able to finish university means that perhaps maybe some of them don't feel the need that they have to work or study. So I think that perhaps this new move could motivate people to study more in schools and realize that they're not going to just get a degree just because they got in, but that they actually have to work really hard for it. And I think this is a good move. I think this is a good change.
And let's see if this will be something that other universities would want to adopt as well. Because, Loime, you make a really good point. If universities are often fighting for students to even come in and...
making them hard to graduate and get a degree is probably not going to help the school.
And like in the very beginning, Tony mentioned one thing about paying a handsome amount for this experience and not getting something of validation from it. If you adopt the customer mindset, then it doesn't work that way, right? But yes, this is one of the tough issues that is happening in the education of the world, and we'll be watching what happens next. You're listening to Roundtable. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us.